Visiting with PCM head boys wrestling coach Rusty Voss. Coach, you know, it was a very exciting end of the season for your wrestling team this year. You know, can you just kind of walk me through a little bit about what that state tournament experience was like and getting to have two guys compete in the finals?
Yeah, it was really good. It was kind of nice going in with five guys. I told some goals was at the beginning of the season to get seven guys in the state tournament, which I kind of thought was lofty, but that's what I wanted to try for. And we were really close. We almost got seven, but we ended up getting five through. It's a great way to have some of the young kids that get some experience up there, and then also the two older guys that have been there a couple times, and that they moved on and made it to the finals, and it was fun. We had a lot of fun. It was a great feeling for those kids and all the coaches and stuff that we could actually make a little history at PCM and have two guys in finals. Didn't work out like we wanted to, but that's the way it goes, and hopefully we get that opportunity again next year.
You know, being able to send five guys to the state tournament and two in the finals, like we just kind of talked about, you know, what does that kind of do a little bit to the momentum of the PCM wrestling program?
Well, I hope it, because the train keeps rolling, because we need more guys to come out. And hopefully I saw a lot of student athletes there at the tournament from PCM cheering those guys on. And hopefully some of those guys think, hey, man, that was pretty cool and that was fun. I'd like to be out there. I'd like to be down on the mat instead of sitting on the sidelines cheering. So I'm hoping to get some more guys out. And we were running around about 18 to 20 kids when we started, and that's about what we up with. The 25-30 mark on numbers would be really good for us, and I hope that happens and we get some more kids involved. And you know, I was telling somebody, you know, my goal this year was seven, and we almost got it, so shoot, I might as well go for 10. So, you know, that's why I'm going to step into the season next year. I'm going to push for making get 10 guys to the state tournament, which would be unforeseen for the PCN. That'd be some more history for us in the future. So I think the most we've ever had go is seven at any point in time. But, you know, I'm going to make that goal for myself, and hopefully we can push to that and get some more guys out and get some kids in there.
You know, how cool was it for a guy like Hayden Clark, you know, that had missed the state tournament the last 2 years and unfortunately having that injury last year, but being able to come back so strong this season and, you know, make it all the way and finish second?
Yeah, I know. When Hayden Clark was a freshman, I kept telling people that that kid's going to be our best heavyweight to ever come through PCM, and it was true. It was definitely true. And he finally got to that point and is able to go through the whole year, and he stuck some small injuries out this year, and he kept going like he probably wouldn't have when he was a freshman. But he's senior and was much more mature, and he had a goal. And I have you know, a guy named John Helgerson came in and did some volunteer coaching for us, and man, he helped him out tremendously. He was a national champion at Wartburg, and he came into the room and helped out with Caden, and that was a big plus for our whole program to have a guy like that in our wrestling room. So it made a difference, and it showed, because Caden made it to the finals, and that's what we were going for.
You know, for a guy like Tucker Wheeler that finished second as a junior, and a guy like Caliber Fry too, who was also a junior that maybe didn't get as far as he would have liked to this year, do you think that adds a little bit of maybe of a chip on their shoulder for next season?
Oh yeah, Tucker Wheeler is back in the wrestling room doing stuff with his younger brother yesterday, so he's already working for next year. So yeah, I had a conversation with him a little bit about some things, and so he's ready to go already. So he'd be ready to step foot back at the mat in the state tournament tomorrow, I think, if we would let him.
You know, and Coach, you know, this season you've been around the PCM wrestling program and you've been familiar with it and you've been an assistant, but, you know, kind of what was it like taking this step this year into that full-time head coaching job?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. You know, there were some more decisions that I had to make that were fine. You know, kind of some of the day-to-day stuff that I did help Jeff out some last year, but this year I pretty sole was doing pretty much all the practice plans and all that stuff. So it was good. It really wasn't much of a change for me. Just some extra track wrestling and all that, all the extra things go along with being the head coach, but it was good. It was really fun and rewarding when I see those kids out on the mat winning and doing what they did. So it was good.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close up our conversation and put a bow on this season, you know, if you look specifically at this group this year and, you know, your first group really as being a full-time head coach, you know, what would you say is really special and really stood out about this group this year?
They just worked hard, and they, they took what we were asking them to do and did it well. And, you know, can't ask for any more. We had some injuries, you know, for some of the younger guys. So I was really hoping that we'd have some of those younger freshmen actually contribute a little bit more than what they did. But we had some injuries, and that hurt us. But those young kids are really good. And, man, I tell you what, I was kind of just sitting down and just going through my head, like, man, what if this kid is this weight next year? What if this kid's this weight? And if we could spread them out, and we're going to have a pretty good team next year. But we still may not be able to get the full weights in every weight class. But, man, I tell you what, we're going to have some quality kids up and down the line still. So we're ready to go. And I wish I could start practicing tomorrow and get ready for next year, because that's kind of the way I've got it in my mind, and I think the other coaches do too. So we're already thinking about what we need to do tomorrow.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time today and all season long, you know, and congrats on a great season. Already looking forward to next year.
Thank you.